Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. It's holiday week. So we are going to start today. I'm going to start today with weekly planning, and then we're going to move into the Tribe News Show because I have some exciting announcements for everyone that I know you guys have been waiting on. And then we're going to go into coaching. So everybody grab your water. I just want to talk briefly about weekly planning. So we have such a full load today on the things that we're going to talk about. But the main thing I want to talk about when it comes to weekly planning this week is it's holiday week. And I want you guys to be really intentional about your planning this week. I know very often it's easy to skip this week, think that it's not as leave my planner at home and that kind of stuff. Guys, do not spend this week making the holidays mean that you don't think about yourself, that you don't like spend a few hot seconds making sure that you have thought about the food you want to eat for the day, thought about the questions you want to ask yourself today, or even thought about like just the things that you want to be thinking about. What do you want to believe about yourself during the holidays? This is the perfect week to really like override your, I'm just going to like take the easy card bone. Like, no. And this is what I want to say. I was listening to, I've got my iPad. I was listening to Rachel and Dave Hollis this morning. I belong to their life and business coaching program. Y'all, I sign up for all the things so that I can listen to all the things for you guys. And let me tell you what they said, because I was running on my treadmill and I did the, you can tell that can't hardly keep up with me. Let me see if I can find it. New levels mean new devils. And so when they said that, I loved that. I thought, you know what? That's really what happens. Like a lot of times, like if you're going to be the kind of person who loses weight for good, you're going to have to learn how to be the kind of person who can go through the holidays, especially holiday week, and remember that it's just not about the food. Food is fun and food should be included, but it shouldn't be what you're doing because you're stressed. And it shouldn't be what you're eating because you decided to say, well, F this. And it shouldn't be, like, you have to think about this. In order to become someone who's actually losing their weight for good, that means for the rest of your life, you have to be able to make it through, 50 more Christmas weeks, 50 more Thanksgivings, 50 more birthdays, 50 more office gatherings. Like, we have to think about this. And so, like, don't think that you don't need to, this week, be the kind of person who still thinks about their food. We do not have to obsess. We don't have to be crazy. But we get to just plan it. So when I was doing my planning this morning, so last night I was texting Kathy, actually. I had put on my plan yesterday. I had a full day of work, and I had put on my plan that I was going to have my beloved Halo top. And, like, I finished my work, all the things. And I told Chris, I was like, I am ready for the Halo top. He's like, we don't have any. I'm like, what? Not happy. This is when you know you truly want something, because my ass got up, no bra, no makeup, adorned in all my PNP finest hoodie gear, drove my ass in the cold to the Kroger to go and get our Halo tops for us so we could have it. Cause Chris was like, I'm not going. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go. And when I got there, I started thinking about the week. And I was like, I haven't even stopped to think about food this week. I've ordered food from Aunt JJ. She's going on vacation to see her parents. But like, what do I want to do that's special this week? And so I got my Halo top for one. So Chris and I have plenty for the next 3 days. And then we're not eating it 3 days. We won't eat it tonight. Tonight we're actually taking family date night and we're all going. And so I have wine planned tonight. And then I have Halo top planned for Tuesday and Wednesday. And then my third is for the weekend. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I will say this. I made sure that I thought about it. And I was like, you know what would be fun? Because I just don't cook anymore. That if I made pancakes on Christmas morning, Logan loves those Kodiak pancakes just like I do. So I bought some Kodiak pancakes. And I just bought like a couple of things that I was like, you know what? This would make for a great Christmas. It's like just a few things that we just don't eat on the regular, but we like them. And I made sure to get them all in my plan today. I just was like, I looked at my week and I said, you know what? On Christmas Day, these are the things I'm going to like, I'm probably going to want to have wine and I'm going to want to have my Halo Top and I'm going to start my day with pancakes. When we are planning for all this, guys, that's not our problem. Like our weight will never be out of control and our mouth will never be out of control because we are thinking deliberately and choosing. It's when we stop thinking that we get out of control. It's when we stop choosing is when we get out of control. Like so many of you will say like, well, I just can't keep that in the house because I'm just out of control. It's like, no, you need to have it in your house and start practicing with it. So that you learn that no food is ever, ever controlling you. It's so important. So what I want you guys, I know in tonight, the start of Hanukkah, I think I saw that on the news today. For all of our girls, happy Hanukkah. But I just, you know, this is a week where we all need to remember, you know, whether we're religious or not, and whatever religious, you know, things that we participate in. This week is a week where it's about love at some point. Like when you look at the foundation of what all of this is about love. It is about humankind caring about each other. And part of caring about each other and part of being a human is also being a human to yourself, like a caring human to yourself, treating this human kindly and making sure that you're doing what ultimately creates a very pleasurable, enjoyable experience for you in this world. When we are eating with intention and enjoying things truly and not just grab-assing them, stuffing them, putting them in our mouth and saying, fuck it, that's not loving yourself. That's not pleasurable. True enjoyment, true love doesn't have the back end cost on the other side. Okay. That's really all I want to say about planning. Guys, if you have any questions, feel free to ask, but I just want you guys to like in your groups, like in your accountability groups, I want you guys thinking this week about what all do we need to be thinking about? Like what might get in our way? What is love for ourselves going to look like this week? I think that is one of the biggest questions, but number one is, you know, what might get in our way this week of just staying intentional? Asking yourself before you eat anything, am I actually hungry? Am I satisfied while you're eating? I want you guys thinking about what is loving myself going to really look like this week? You know, is it going to be like making sure that I notice when I'm just standing around the kitchen and eating mindlessly? Is that loving myself in that moment? You know, I want you guys thinking about that. And then I think one of the third most important questions, because this just like not everybody has this issue, but I think it's really important. I want you guys to think about like when I finish next Sunday, like I want to have had like no effort moments. And if I have no effort moments this week, how will I feel on Sunday? And how proud will I be of myself? It's not just about like, did you lose weight? And did you stay on plan and stuff? Like, I think we got to start thinking a little bit bigger and deeper. And it's more about understanding those effort moments. And like, well, I just don't care. And right now I just don't want to think about it. Because that's what an effort moment is. And I would love it if everybody could just be like, you know what? My goal this week is none of that. Even if I decide to eat, I just want to know that I'm deciding to eat on purpose. With my eyes wide open, being honest with myself, if I'm really trying to love myself right now or not. If I'm not loving myself, why the fuck am I even doing it? What is the point? Okay, let's do this. Let me pull up my tasks today. All right. I've got, let me start the recording and start it over again. Hang on. Let me find you guys. I've got so many windows open right now. Okay. Kathy, I'm going to stop.